It's Thursday, the 9th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Parliament has been told that the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into State Capture has cost taxpayers a staggering 700 million rand so far. This is double the 350 million rand price tag that Justice Minister Ronald Namola said the inquiry had cost as of September last year. Eyewitness News reports that the costs include 18 million rand a month on people and on IT. And according to the Department of Justice, the second cost driver is the legal team. South Africa may run out of ICU beds within 4 weeks. That's the warning from Health Minister William Kize. He says that the scarcity of beds will come even though the number of infections, which are expected to hit a high point in August, are expected to be much lower than initially projected. Mkhize said that fewer people were infected in May and June than was previously projected. The number of infections in South Africa has surged in recent days. Langeberg Mayor Henry Janssen has died because of COVID-19, and Western Cape Premier Alan Vinder has also tested positive for COVID-19. He says he has mild flu-like symptoms and is in self-isolation at home. South African Airways will provide a year's training for up to 1,000 employees. That's according to Reuters, which says that revisions to its restructuring plan show that instead of laying off 3,600 people, SAA is suggesting roughly 2,600 people will lose their jobs. SAA is proposing contributing 4,650 rand a month in pension, unemployment and healthcare benefits for each employee. The Public Enterprises Ministry says those on the training scheme would remain SAA employees but not receive salaries. And if SAA does not need them after the training, they will lose their jobs. Scandal hit Steinhoff International has agreed to sell its stake in the struggling French unit of home furnishings chain Conforama. Reuters reports that Steinhoff failed to secure state funding for Conforama France, which has been impacted by the outbreak of the COVID-19 virus. Steinhoff said in a statement that the disposal will secure the future of Conforama France, release the group from its liabilities in respect of that business, and generate cash to reduce the current debt held by Conforama France. The news failed to ignite the Steinhoff share price, which was trading 2% lower by the end of the session on Wednesday. The best performers of the day on the JSE on Wednesday were Harmony, which jumped more than 10%, and Implats, which gained nearly 10%. Leading stocks down were Reinet, which shed just under 6%, and Santam, which dropped just under 4%, no doubt on the news that it is refusing to pay for business interruption insurance. BizNews founder Alec Hogg noted in his newsletter on Wednesday that if there were a Darwin Award for businesses, Santam would probably get his vote. For more on that, do go to biznews.com. Finally, a look at how the rand has been trading. Late on Wednesday, 16 rand and 95 cents would get you $1, 21 rand and 36 cents would buy you £1, while 19 rand and 25 cents was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.